If you've not already done so, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We started a new series. If you've been here any time, you know we do teaching series here. Amen. The title is called Beyond the Curse. Say that. Beyond the what? The curse. Amen. God in his infinite wisdom through, hallelujah, thing, justification by faith alone put our relationship with him on equal ground. Through justification by faith alone, say alone. God put our relationship with him on equal ground. Amen. And that faith, say that faith. That faith transcends color, race, gender, economic, social, and economic status. Did you hear that? I say it transcends that. Hallelujah. Faith procures the salvation that we receive from God. But it is rooted in God's grace as the basis of it. Say God's grace. Or God's unmerited favor. Amen. We're going to look at that in a moment. Praise God. So no one has an advantage on someone else. In other words, God doesn't save us based on how much money you have, your color, your ethnicity. None of those things have nothing to do with it. Your good works, your good deeds, your bad deeds, none of those things are immaterial in terms of your salvation. All right. Let's look at first, turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 5, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 3 and 5. A will, say will. Say, this is your Bible. Say, how many of you have your Bible? Which said, this is the Lord Jesus Christ's last will and testament to the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand now? All right. A will is a legal document. A will is a legal document. There is a legal side to the will, and there is a practical or experiential side to a will. The legal side is that says someone leave you something in the natural and left you something in a will. Number one, you have to know that the will exists before you could claim it. Number two, even after you know it exists, you got to act on that knowledge. Even when someone tell you they left you something, you still got to act on that knowledge before you get any personal benefit. So just like that, this is your will. Just because it's been left you doesn't automatically mean you'll enjoy it. But it's been left you. So it's been left you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, what we're doing now, every time we meet together in fellowship in the Spirit of God, we're here to read and access the will. We're finna look into the will. That's why we're here, to find out what the will says. Amen? And cash in on the will. And this will never, ever end. There's always something new that we're going to find out about. Amen? Now, having said that, there is a shyster attorney in the land called Satan. who's out to cheat you out of what belongs to you. Amen. You do have shyster attorneys. And if you don't know any better, they'll beat you out of what belongs to you. You got to say, man, I hear people, they went and gave a lawyer case and they ended up beating them out of what belonged to them. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. But if you don't know the law, know what's your rights, he'll do that. Amen. Are y'all there? Look at Titus 3:5 and Ephesians 2:8-9. Are y'all there? Read Titus, Sister April. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
By the washing of regeneration.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost. So right here, let's know that it's not by works of righteousness. All right? Now look at Ephesians 2:8-9. Read that, sister.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
And not of yourselves.
And that not of yourselves.
It is the gift of God.
It is the gift of God.
Not of works.
Not of works.
Lest any man should boast.
Lest any man should boast. Not only is the salvation by grace, but the faith by which you obtain the salvation is also by grace. You didn't drum that up by yourself. You got to say amen. Faith for salvation came by hearing the word. It came from God. It didn't come out of you. So it's still grace. Hello. You know, the faith you used to get the salvation, you didn't deserve that either. So ain't no way we can boast. I don't care how you look at that. Look at verse, you finished verse 9. No boasting, right? You finished verse 9?
Amen.
Good. All right. Now, say praise the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians 2:11. I told you they're the thief. They're the shyster attorney. And his job is to keep you ignorant of what's in the will. Mm-hmm. But the word of God lets me know that he's here. And when you know you got a shyster attorney, you can this is how you avoid him. Read it. 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
We are not ignorant of his devices. Okay? Now turn over to Psalm 91. Remember I told you about the umbrella? We're going to look at this in a moment. There is a curse in the land. Say curse. And there is a blessing. The spirit of the curse and the spirit of the blessing are both here now. Say here right now.
Here right now.
Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean they went away. Say the curse is here.
The curse is here.
Say the blessing is here.
The blessing is here.
All right. But you and I activate which one?
Blessing.
That goes to work in your life. Not somebody else. Now that's good news that you're not at the mercy of somebody else. Amen. So the people on your job can't keep you out of God's best in living large by trying to keep you down. Counselor, they don't have the will. Are y'all there? Look at this. This is how you put your umbrella up. Remember the umbrella? Okay, the curse is out there, but he's giving us the umbrella of the word. Amen. Read verse 1 through verse 7 of Psalm 91.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Read.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
In him will I trust.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.
Now, wait a minute. That means the noisome pestilence and all the other destruction is still going to be out there.
Amen.
He's not going to move that out the way. He's going to simply move you from a place where it's not going to rain on you. Because you're going to dwell in a secret place. The stuff's going to fall. The curse's going to fall. But whether it hits you or not is up to you. Like the rain will fall, but the umbrella won't stop the rain from falling, but it'll stop it from falling on you. So the curse is out there, and I want to keep the curse from falling on me and mine. Mm-hmm. And here's my umbrella.